right, everyone. Welcome. That is Second Chance by Lady Bang. She is with us this afternoon. Phone lines are open, everyone. All right. This is Lady Diva at you, everyone. Welcome, Lady Bang. Are you with me?
Yes. Thank you for having me today.
All right. All right. So where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan.
All right, yeah. Detroit, Michigan fans. All right, Lady Bang on air with me. So how did your music journey sparked off, Lady Bang? Whom or what was your inspiration?
Well, I started singing at the age of 3 in the church choir. And at the time, my choir director had us singing all over the city with some of the most major choirs at the time. And I kind of laid dormant for a minute. And then a good friend from high school, she called me. She said, "Hey, Cassandra, you start singing again." And I thought it was a joke. I laughed at her. I'm like, "I don't sing anymore." You know. But I'm grateful to her that she saw something in me that needed to be brought to the world, and I'm so grateful. This was last February, and we've been rocking and rolling ever since.
Wow. Thank you for that information.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. So let's talk about this new single, Second Chance. What is the story behind this track here?
Well, actually, that song is just to inspire people. If you get a second chance, let's take it. Whether it be in love, in life, in your career, that song is pretty personal to me because I feel like I have a second chance to do what I feel like I'm called to do. So I just want people to apply that to whatever scenario they have going on in their life and just rock with it. So I hope to convey that type of vibe and, you know, get them feeling it deep inside. Let's just take this second chance. So that's where that came from.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for that information. And you have that that voice, this the realest, raw, and real life, you know, and old school vibe where a lot of folks are thirsting for is that old school R&B vibe. And I want to thank you for coming back out doing your music thing. So
thank you.
Do you have any upcoming scheduled performances I see?
Well, yes. Actually, there is an award show March 23rd, 2020 in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm not scheduled to perform there, but that's something that's pretty big that's coming up for me. It's kind of a milestone in my career. I was nominated in 2 categories, Urban Female Artist of the Year, Urban Song of the Year. So that's kind of big. We have a lot of things going on in Atlanta coming up next month, photo shoots, radio interviews, iHeartRadio, just a ball of things coming, record release party November 7th. That's the day that the album is actually coming out. And we're working on some slots for touring near the end of the year. So it's a lot of things. And I just, you know, I want to encourage people to follow my social media so they can stay in the loop on those things. So,
right.
Things coming up.
So I will ask you next, you have a website. Can you give that information and your social media information as well?
Yes, I'm Lady Bang Music across all social media platforms. My website is ladybangmusic.com. That's LadyBangMusic.com. Lady Bang Music across Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Reverb Nation as well. Follow me there too. Yeah.
All right. And thank you for that information. And Second Chance is available on what online music outlets?
Yes, Second Chance and all of my music. I want to say also Second Chance is featuring Kay Parker. He's a local Houston artist, and I want to thank him for doing that gig with me. So you can find me on Spotify, Apple iTunes, Deezer, any major streaming site that you listen to, even YouTube. You can find me there as well. So all of my music is available on all digital platforms right now.
Right. And thank you for that information. I would like to spend Pure Love. What year did Pure Love come out? And is there a brief story behind that track right there?
Yes, Pure Love is my baby. That's my very first single. We released it July 26th of last year. And I thank God for the momentum of that song. The backstory for that song was I fell in love with a man after I had declared that I was going to give up on love. Like, I just didn't care anymore. I said, I'm just going to do me, live my life, and just do Cassandra, you know. So when I wrote that song, it was dedicated to my fiancé, who is now deceased, died prematurely.
Okay. Yeah, sorry to hear that.
But when I, thank you. But I felt that song in my soul, and I recorded it in my phone, and I listened to it. I said, this is about John. This is about my heart. And I was able to finish writing like the second verse, and it just took off from there. So I just wanted, if I felt it, I wanted other people to feel it. Like, it's okay to be in love. It's okay to, you know, have that vibe of love. Because in my opinion, Lady Diva, I think just the real vibe of being in love and being okay with being in love is fading away in some way.
Yes.
So
yes. Yes.
That's why I want to release that song.
When I heard the song Pure Love, it took me to a deep setting, a deep mindset. Not only just having that pure love of myself, but having pure love with someone else new in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Lady Bane. Actually have a caller. Area code 346, state your name. Please speak.
My name is Bass Heavy.
Hello, Bass Heavy. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing pretty good.
You have anything to say to Lady Bane today?
I just want to congratulate her on all the success of the music that's been coming out. And I want to thank you guys for giving us a platform to spread it to the world.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. Wow. And thank you for calling. Wow. Lady Bane, you have something to say?
I sure do. Wow. So that's the legend we're talking to on the phone right now. The Bass Heavy, he is responsible for interpreting these songs like no one else could. He's just, that man is actually one of the best producers I've ever had the privilege to work with. And to see him work is just absolutely amazing. So thank you so much for calling in, Bass Heavy. Wow, that really did my heart good today. Wow.
Oh,
thank you all. Thank you all.
Well, I feel astounded, and I don't even know him.
Yes, he's one of the best. God bless him. Yes, wow.
Well, right, thank you for calling. All right,
no,
you have
problem.
A blessed day as well. Thank you.
All right.
Wow. All right. There you go, Lady Bane. Hey, who loves you, woman? Who loves you? Well, we're going to go ahead on and spend Pure Love, everyone. Stay tuned.
Talking about your make a difference? Or do I have a choice? It's giving me a loving and turned it on full force.
Trigger you right there, that jam right there. And thank you, Lady Bang. So I would like to ask you, is there any other new projects in the future you want to mention and let us know what to expect? You want to talk a little bit more about your new projects?
So November 7th is the release of the Thor album, and I'm really excited about it. We're going to Atlanta to record the video for one of the songs that I particularly like. It's Riding Dirty. It has that southern feel to it. So I'm excited to work with the actors in that video and Carolina Blue Films, who will be shooting the video. So I'm really excited about that. So that those are some things that's coming up, some music videos, new music, produced by V Bass Heavy. So yeah, I'm really excited about those things that are coming down the pipe. So I just want to keep everybody interested and not go stale. Just, you know, keep their palate going with some new things coming out. So I'm really excited about that. Yeah.
Right. Thank you for that information. I'm quite sure you'll be keeping everybody updated and put that information on your website and your social media pages as well, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. Thank you for that.
And also with the awards show, if you guys would like to go to my social media page and vote so I can win at least one of the two in the two categories that I'm nominated in. So I would appreciate
right.
your support on that.
Well, thank you for giving that information. I'll dig into that for you and vote for you as well. Thank you for that information.
Thank you.
Now, Lady Bane, what is that ultimate desire which you wish your fans to get out of your music?
Well, I just want them to, through me, if I can convey that real music is not dead. There's still people that go in the studio and work hard. We still go on there and do things the traditional way. We set a vibe to the mood. We try to give you everything that we can, instrumentally and vocally. I just want you to understand too that you have to give to get. So I'm willing to give my all in this industry, give my all to my fans, even the ones that don't like me. I want them to be able to say, well, okay, I know Lady Bane is going to give us something good. Let's eat. That type of vibe, you know.
Yeah.
So that's my mission. And I just love what I do. There's a passion for what I do. Even if there was no money on the table, and everyone knows how the music industry is now, you know. So
yeah.
I do it for the love of music. Absolutely.
All right. And thank you for that information. Thank you. Wow. You're more welcome
yes,
at this
yes.
time to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you in your journey. Go right ahead.
Yes, thank you. So first I want to thank you for the platform today. I want to give a shout out to Mr. Gregory Beasley. God bless you, sir. He's been very supportive from day one. D-Bass Heavy, my producer, who took a chance on me. You know, a lot of people didn't really at the time see a platform for the nostalgia in R&B music. So I want to thank him for having the wisdom on that. And also Stephen Heath, my manager. That's the one that pulled me in and just said, hey, we're going to do this, Cassandra. Even when I laughed at her and I thought it was not possible. So I just want to thank her, Royal Court Records, for putting together a phenomenal team with Coco Valentine, who's my creative director, Timothy Irving from Carolina Blue Sims, Melvinia Clark, that's my agent, Corey Stu, who actually he's a two-time Grammy Award winning, Grammy Award nominee. He did some work on my album as well. So I want to thank God for him and Tevin Jones, my graphic designer, Princess Maya, my assistant. So Royal Court really put together a team, and teamwork makes the dream work. And I just want to thank everyone for liking and sharing my music, because being an indie artist out here, it's definitely a business where you have to network with other people. So I just want to thank God for everyone for just getting behind this vision and this dream and getting us to this point. And every radio station that sent my songs and did reviews, I just thank God for you all.
All right, well, let's give them a hand. Let's give them all a hand. All right. And forward and keep it up and everything what you do.
Yes.
All right,
yes,
so we're almost coming to a close to our showcase. You are more than welcome to give any advice or words of encouragement to those that are suffering in the world today, or any advice to those persons that want to enter into the music industry. Go right ahead, Lady Bane.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for that opportunity, because I believe this is the most important part of my career. It's just keeping people encouraged out here. When no one else believes in you, you have to believe in the God in you, and just take it for what it is. Do what you can to make yourself planted in whatever your desires are. You know, no one may see your vision the way you do, but take it for what it is and go full steam ahead. Go full steam ahead. Do what you would do even if there was no money on the table. That's your passion. That's what's going to keep you alive, and that's what's going to honor God. So go forth and be blessed. Keep your head up and don't try to fit into a box, because, hey, if you're really meant to make it, nothing can hold you down. Stay positive, meditate, disconnect from the world whenever necessary, and just keep God first. Keep Him first. And that's really my advice.
All right. Yeah. Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you so much. Yes. Well, everyone, we're coming to a close. Thank you, Lady Bain, for taking out your time to come on my platform to talk about your music journey and your single. Everyone, start paying attention. This R&B talent is something worth paying close attention to. Get your ears open, everyone. And you have a blessed evening, Lady Bain. I would like to spin Yes to Love. Is there a brief story behind this track here? And what year did it come out?
Yes, ma'am. That came out last year. And Yes to Love is my message to those that that really believe that even if you messed up with someone, if you believe that they are the one and the door is still open, you go for it. Humble yourself and apologize, honey. Don't get
all
your love.
Right now. Yes to Love. I'll spin by Lady Bain, and stay tuned for more music for our next upcoming guest. You have a blessed day, Lady Bain, and thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Goodbye.
There's still some part of me that still believes that you're a special part. It's hard to deceive when your eyes are open to the truth, baby, you and me, we were meant to be.
Real Love by Lady Bane, everyone. Stay tuned. I'm getting ready to spin a track by a male African-American artist, R&B and gospel artist, to say that. His name he goes by is the Do Right Man, Ezell D. Dillard. He will be coming up on my show, actually, February 22nd at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. His main hot single is called Let's Sail Away. So hopefully y'all get in tune with me on the next showcase with the Do Right Man. And I thank you for all your support, everyone, and thank you for tuning in. This is Lady Diva signing out. Have a blessed afternoon, everyone.
Unknown destination with no central location. Universe is calling me while we cruising on this sea. And the music in body swing. Boom, boom, everywhere. All we gotta do is relax our mind. Let the music flow.
Let the music flow.
While we hit this. For our fantasy away, it's gonna be special.
Special.
I can tell how the stars align. I can't wait to hit the dance floor and let the music
Yeah.